carry something with her money.
Handbag, purse.
And so on her wrist, she might have a
bracelet or wrist watch.
And around her neck, she'd have a
hat, a bead, or necklace.
What would you call beads if they went all around her neck? What?
Well, some just call it string of beads or strand of beads.
You ever hear a pair of beads?
No. They're double strands, you know. Sometimes it'd be two strands or more.
And if it's going to rain, this person might be carrying something over her head.
Umbrella, parasol.
But if she were working in the kitchen and she had something on her front to protect her from...
Kitchen apron.
And let's see, if this has a closure and has these things, you'd say it has
buttons, button down the front.
Then on the bottom of the dress, that little part that's turned up, you call
it a hem.
And if you lose a button, if you're really hard pressed, you can always seal the closure with a
with a pin or to sew another button on.
And let's see, if it's cold outside, on top of your, wait a minute, a man would put on, what, for Sunday?
Well, you put on an overcoat, I suppose, if it's cold enough.
A coat?
Yeah.
And under that, he'd have perhaps one of those things with a gold chain and a watch and the elk's tooth. And
he'd have a tie.
Yeah.
And those things usually are attached to that.
And then under his coat.
Do they wear this anymore? Oh,
they're coming back. They're gaudy wearing things. And let's see, on the bottom half he would be wearing
trousers.
To hold him up he might have
suspenders.
And if he were a cowboy and had been out in the brush, he might wear some of those things that are real floppy and don't have any seat in them.
Overalls?
Well,
is that no? What did they call him?
He's about to pop.
Oh, leggings?
Uh-huh.
Chaps.
I thought you told me. And chaps, yes, chaps.
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 Then let's see, if you buy a new suit, you go in and you have it what?
Well, I had it fitted. I don't know. Just measured or in different ways. You've done things like that.
And let's see. For a wedding, it's customary for the groom to go down and buy a
ring.
Well, he puts his brown one away and he goes down and buys a.
I didn't understand that question.
For a wedding, the groom will probably, so he'll look his best, go in the clothing store and buy himself a...
Well, I thought you meant for the girl. I guess a new suit, new outfit.
Uh-huh. That's what
wedding
I
mean. Outfit.
If you put too many things in your pockets, you say they...
Put too many things in your pocket?
Yeah, and they
bulge out?
Uh-huh. If, on the other hand, you wash something and you put it on afterwards and you find that instead of buttoning the collar is like this, you say, my goodness, look at this collar, it... Or I washed this shirt and it...
Shrank?
Uh-huh.
Shrunk or shrank or how, what would be the proper term for that?
I'm supposed to be asking you. It shrank, it has shrunk.
Yeah.
And how about a peach, which has been in the sun too long, and instead of being nice and full, it's all sort of puckered up. What do you say that is? It's...
I didn't understand it.
Oh, a peach or something.
Oh, shriveled.
Uh-huh. And let's see, this is a
cover.
And this covering on it, you call a
You mean the pillowcase or slip, pillow slip?
Uh-huh. This is a...
spread, head spread.
How about those heavy covers for a bed that are tied? And sometimes they have sunblocks.
Comforters.
Uh-huh. How about those? Are those the ones with sunbonnets on them sometimes, or butterflies, or...
I didn't just catch that.
Do they sometimes have designs on them?
Oh, yes, sometimes. You mean made by hand or fixed up?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't know what I... They usually just get material and pack them or tie them to make the
Well, I think I'm thinking of something else now. One of those with padding on the inside that you can also use as a
ring. You're sitting in.